it was a kind of a tight game for a while. 2.5 quarters, you guys pulled away in that third quarter, and then they came back to within six, and then free throws down the stretch were big, and you pulled away and got a big win here at home tonight.
Got the win. That's about the only thing you can kind of say. You know, played poor. You know, shot poor, did not make free throws. You know, not a whole lot to take out of this game besides the win.
Well, I know a bright spot down the stretch, especially in the fourth quarter where your free throws, you guys were around 13 to 16 in that fourth quarter, and they kept fouling. You guys kept hitting your free throws down in that fourth quarter.
Well, a lot of it was Kyle, probably. I mean, I don't know what he was, but it seemed like he was pretty comfortable at the free throw line, and otherwise about 50% on some of that stuff.
And you had it was kind of a weird night because you had a lot of foul trouble with two key starters, Dylan Hutchins and Drake McRae. They had two fouls in the first half, and then they had four in the third period, middle of the third period. McRae ends up fouling out. And then you had to have some players really step up, some ones that haven't been in those roles really in crucial situations. Marshall Froh steps up, and he has 7 big points for you guys tonight.
Well, Marshall's been playing a little bit better. I mean, he gives us somebody that wants to score. You know, that's part of the battle is wanting to do it. I mean, you know, we got guys that are afraid to make plays sometimes, and, you know, so I figured about time that, you know, Marshall is one of the leading scorers in the JV. Hey, let's see if you can, you know, transfer that over to a varsity game. So,
and it looked like tonight Bo Hess was a little bit more comfortable stepping back in there, his second straight game back, and you could tell he's a little bit more comfortable, a little bit more mobile out there tonight, and he looked a lot better at the foul line tonight, ended up 21 points for him tonight.
Yeah, 21. Bo can play better. I mean, I thought Bo struggled, you know, with the physical, you know, nature of the game. He kind of struggled a little bit. It's not the Bo that we need to play. I mean, 21 points is nice, but at the same time, you know, you need to want the ball on the inside. You know, give me the ball, I'm going to score, even if they bump me. And, you know, that was none of our post guys tonight had that feeling right there, so. You know, guards afraid to make passes on the inside in the first half. You know, post guys didn't want to post up. You know, all they got to do is listen. We can help them a little bit, try to get into correct positions. And, you know, finally in the third and fourth quarter, they start to do that a little bit better.
Well, it's a big win. You guys get win number 14 of the year. And the defense didn't play too bad tonight. To guarded the perimeter pretty good. I don't think Ulysses had maybe but one or two, three pointers in the ball game here tonight.
Well, they got two of their better guards are out for the year. I mean, not trying to sound sour on our guys, but, I mean, there's reasons why they didn't hit any more threes because they are a three-point shooting team. But, you know, you can concentrate on one or two guys more than you can three or four at times. And, you know, our guys, they just need to relax and play. I mean, you know, in the press offense, we didn't want the ball. We didn't look to the middle. You know, it's kind of like hot potato. As soon as we caught it, we wanted to get rid of it. You know, that's just, you know, lack of confidence in their ability to make a free throw. And, you know, lack of confidence in their ability to beat one person one-on-one with the dribble. You know, against the press, you want two guys to come get you. You know, because when that second guy comes, that's going to open up somebody else. I mean, you know, Kyle got the layup late. Nick got a layup late. You know, in situations where, you know, we brought two guys to the ball, and once two guys come to the ball, then other guys are open. You know, that's what you want on a press offense. That's what you want as a primary ball handler. And, you know, we're kind of lacking in that tonight.
Well, it's one more game left in the season, Tuesday night at Goodland.
Tuesday at Goodland. I mean, you can't overlook them. They're a team that, you know, knocked off Ulysses a couple of weeks ago in Ulysses. So, you know, anything's possible. And, you know, for us, you know, we won that number 15, you know, pretty good. You know, when loss record-wise, 15-5 is a pretty good mark for a bunch of guys that are coming in that, you know, had a lot of doubt, and the community had a lot of doubt in their ability to, you know, come up with this record.
Well, congratulations, Coach, on the win, 14th win of the year, and a nice big win here on Senior 9, 57-49. Thanks for the time, as always, and we'll see you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Adam.